There is no doubt that the tools of the writer's trade have been changing for some time now. Computers have come into the process on all levels, well, almost all levels. As Robbie Honig knows, the intro for this story was written not on a computer, but on an old manual typewriter. But at the University of New Hampshire, Writing Lab students will soon join the world of the computer literate. She spoke with UNH English professor Tom Newkirk. What I'm wondering is a writing lab without computers these days just not modern enough for a viable writing program at a college?
I think probably not, because the capability for doing revision is so much greater with the computer that if you have people hacking away at manual typewriters and they want to like insert a piece of information into their story, I mean, particularly in a newsroom when we're going to use these computers for our journalism classes, that happens all the time. That's a condition of the workplace, that these people are going to go in if they become reporters on a newspaper. And so if they don't have the capability to do that quickly, I think that changes the writing process. I mean, I think that we become more reluctant to make major changes in our writing if we don't have the equipment to do it with facility. And I think that's what the computer does. It allows us to do it very easily.
Mm-hmm. Now, everyone knows that computers are wonderful with that you can revise. So that you can write and change your mind and maybe change it again if you want. But can a computer really make you a better writer?
Not alone. I think to revise, you still need the ability to look at what you've written and decide what needs to go, what needs to stay. And so there's a reading process that goes on there. Now, if somebody doesn't know how to do that kind of reading, the computer isn't going to make any difference. Everything that I've seen suggests that without any kind of instruction, students use the computer just like a fancy typewriter. They don't really use it they don't do anything different than they do with the typewriter. So I think the computer has to be used in a course with the kind of instruction that teaches a student how to revise. But the computer won't teach the student how to revise. It just gives them that capability.
You always wonder where the ability to write comes from, and you wonder whether the tool can actually help you think. Some people claim that they just write better, they're more coherent, more cogent when they're tapping out on a computer when things are so easily moved and changed.
I think people that get computers get really rhapsodic about them. You know, they start talking about them like they're a new lover or something. So that I think you have to take a little bit of that with a grain of salt. I think it makes it easier to produce the text. I mean, you don't have to move the carriage back. And for me, I think I can type, you know, I can follow my train of thought more closely than I could on a typewriter. So I think I had to slow things down so much when I type that I feel like that it can keep up with my thinking. You know, I'm putting the words on the screen faster. I think for me, that's a real advantage. I think there are some disadvantages that I've seen, like book-length proposals and papers that are just too damn long, you know, because it's so easy to produce it that people just go on and on. And I think that one of the advantages of the old typewriter was that because it was a little more difficult, you didn't make it longer than it needed to be. At least that I'm getting papers from students that are just enormous, and I have to, you know, give, rather than to give limits on how short it can be, I give limits on how long it can be. You know, it can't be longer than 25 pages. So I think that's one disadvantage. I think there's another one that when you have a good printer, what you've written looks so good that can fool you. And it may not be as good as it looks. You know, it comes off looking like it's out of a book, but it's really, it hasn't gone through the process that it needs to. So, you know, I think it does help, but I think maybe not as much as some people have say it does.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned the idea of having a real-world setting. You know, the computerized writing lab intends to create that, I imagine.
Uh-huh.
But most broadcasting stations, certainly this radio station, does not have a computerized newsroom, and I'm wondering whether you're not getting ahead of the real world in that way.
No, I just think you're behind. I think when we go out of here, you know, when I go into, like, businesses, even small businesses, there's often, like, computers that they have access to. My cousin runs a farm in northwestern Ohio, and he's got, you know, all his information in a database, and he's been doing that for a while. So I think that's the way the world's going to work.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, journalists, they love their old manual typewriters. You cannot walk into a newsroom without hearing the clack, clack, clack. The most, even, you know, the networks still have the manual typewriters.
I mean, they might have them for show, but I bet they don't really have them for getting work done. And I just think that I think that it's so much easier to have a newsroom where you can do these kinds of revisions and last-minute additions. That I really don't think that if that's the case in some places, I don't think it's going to be the case for very much longer.
Mm-hmm. You may be onto something with how much the manuals are used, but I'm wondering, how are 13 Macintosh microcomputers, which is what you're going to be getting from Apple, going to replace 29 manuals that you'll be getting rid of?
Well, we're going to buy 7 more Macintoshes with the department's money, is my understanding.
Oh, I see.
And then try to, at some point, supplement them so that we can have enough so that we could run a freshman English section. So we anticipate that we're going to get more.
So what's going to happen to all those old typewriters?
I don't know. Some faculty still like to have a typewriter in their office because sometimes, like when you're addressing envelopes and things, it's easier just to do with a typewriter, some short letters. So I'm sure we'll find somebody who wants them.
Oh, boy. The old Remington going the way of addressing envelopes.
Yeah.